Hey, Professor. How did the evening go? Did you and the guys have fun? Yeah? Great. Well, it makes me happy to see you happy. I know the divorce has been rough on you, and you get so consumed in your work. All that time on a computer, stuck in your office, fixing our problems when we come to see you, endless hours grading our papers. You deserve some pleasure in your life. I just fixed a cup of tea for myself. Is it okay if I stay for a few minutes and finish it? Yeah, thank you. The kids. Oh, they were great. No trouble at all. They worked on homework, then we had fun making some pizza, and then I let them watch some screens. So, an uneventful night. And you, where did you go? Really? A cabaret? Wow! I mean, isn't that really another way of saying, well, a strip club? Oh, no need to blush. No judgment from me. No, really, it's totally fine. After all, you're single now, you can do whatever you like. It just wouldn't have been my first guess. I mean, us students, we tend to think of our teachers as living hole in their brain. So scholarly, so logical, you know, living the life of the mind, the search for truth and beauty, all that intellectualizing. So it's very funny to think of you at the strip club, I mean. And it's kind of endearing, too. I mean, you know, one of my classmates dances at one. No, I won't tell you who it is. But it's good money. You just have to pretend to like the customers, smile a lot. Wriggle your ass. So, did you enjoy yourself? I'll bet the girls were all over you. A nice guy, someone with class, a regular job, making a decent living. They knew as soon as you walked in to target you. It must have been nice for you to be the center of attention, to have a woman give you your own personal lap dance. And I do have to say, you did look a little more flushed than usual when you came home. So, forgive my intruding, and please don't answer if it embarrasses you. But from what I know of male sexuality, you must have had a major hard-on, right? And the men I know, when they get to that state, they have to have some kind of release. I mean, it's simply the physics of anatomy. So is there a private room for that? Do you have to pay extra, maybe? Although I hear those places have a not-touching policy. Is it right? Oh, that must have been really difficult for you. I mean, so many guys have told me that when they are sexually aroused, you know, when we are kissing and touching each other, or when I run my hand up and down their thigh. They tell me that, well, if they've had a boner for a long time, it gets really painful. Their balls ache and churn, and it's torture for them until the stress is relieved and their balls are emptied. I'm sorry. That was very inappropriate of me. I don't know what came over me. Forget what I just said, okay? Can I bring my tea over to the couch? Oh, don't worry. I'm not going to talk about erections or draining a man's balls. And I'm not going to look at any bump you might have in your pants. Even if I'm dying to. I mean, you know, just out of simple curiosity, of course. So, move over a little bit, so I can sit next to you. There, that's good. Do you want a sip of my tea? It's nice. Can I tell you something? I feel very close to you. Not just because we're sitting next to each other, but because, well, I like you, and I feel bad for you. You You don't ask to be single, and you definitely didn't deserve this divorce. Can I tell you something else? I've always had a bit of a crush on you. Could you tell? Maybe. Have you noticed that I'm always coming to your office with lots of questions? And also, my friends have also commented often that they often see the two of us laughing at something we both find funny. And I love the way you treat me, not as a student, but as an equal. There's no talking down to me. I mean, you are seriously interested in me as a person. That's good. And I've never caught you looking at me inappropriately, even if part of me has wanted that. In fact, every time you've asked me to babysit your children, I've wondered, is he asking me because at some level he's attracted to me? I know, they are such clichés, right? The male professor and the female student, the divorced older man and the younger babysitter. But I always think that every cliché is only a cliché because it holds some truth, right? And my truth is that, well, I want to please you. Physically. I hate to think of you in pain, your balls full with your seeds, your cock confined, struggling against your underwear, tight, restricted, longing for a release. Would you close your eyes for me? Go on, please. Lean your head back into the cushion. Now spread yourself out on the couch. Go on, get nice and comfortable. So, I have a suggestion for you. How about, just for tonight, we forget that I'm your student, your babysitter, and that instead you think of me as one of the dancers at the club. Someone who took a shine to you, someone who's come back to your place, ostensibly for a drink, but inside you're secretly hoping it'd be something more. That your poor cock will finally get some loving attention. Oh, I know, sir. It's been too long. You need a woman's soft lips on you. Her breath caressing your shaft, her tongue covering it with those lovely licks and swirls. Can I take it out? I want to see you, all of you. Oh, sir, you're so hard. Look at those veins standing out, pulsating. You poor thing, you really do need some attention. Can I kiss it? I want to slide my lips over your tip, like this. Oh, you really like that, don't you? Do my lips feel soft? And wet? And warm? Sliding down over the head of your beautiful cock and then letting my tongue slide all around the rim. Does that feel good? Yeah. Let my lips be your cunt. Let my mouth be a tight young pussy for you. Oh fuck, this is so hot. I've fantasized about this so many times. You stretched out on the sofa like this, moaning in pleasure. All because I'm sucking your cock, attending to you, making you feel good. Bringing you to the point where the pleasure is almost unbearable for you. Do you want to know what would please me the most? I would love to make you climax. I want to see your seed dribbling out of you, running down your shaft as you moan and sob, all because my touch is too much to bear. I want to love your balls, your full straining balls, so full that they can't contain your seed any longer. Oh, your balls are so tight. Let me stroke them like this. Would it help if I licked them? Please, can I do that, sir? Oh God, I can feel you twitching. Yes, that's it, sir. Don't hold it in anymore. You can let it flow of you. And if you're ready, I would love you to come in my mouth. I'm so thirsty for you. Please, sir, will you come for me? Please give me all your sticky, thick gum. I want it all just for me. I want to be your good girl, drinking you down. Please let it flow out of you. I want to swallow you, to know that you've given your essence to me, only to me. Please come for me. Please. That's it. Let me have it all. Let me suck all that stress, all that ache out of your poor swollen balls. Wow, that was a lot. How long have you been backed up, you poor man? You know, you don't have to go to a strip club for sexual stimulation. I'm right here, and I would love to take care of you in every way, but especially sexually. Can I do that? Be your woman, your good girl? Yes? I'm going to make you feel so good. You have no idea. Oh, you want me to stay over? Are you sure? You know, the neighbors might see me coming out of the house tomorrow. And also, what will you say to your kids? Oh, wow. I did not expect you to do that, but I would love to. So, why don't you get yourself cleaned up? And I'll see you upstairs.